Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
What a day to remember. We had some pretty volatile moves today across the futures contracts, and really the last couple of weeks in general since this Ukraine-Russia conflict began, the markets have been all over the place. But today is really one for the record books. But in the live cattle, we were up $1.15 in April at $139.05. June's up $1.52 at $135.45. August up $1.17 at $136.47. October up 77 at $143.72. March feeder cattle down 57 at 154.02. The April's up 65 at 160.32. The May's up $1.40 at 166.30. Lean hogs are about 265 to $4 higher. It looks like April up 265 at 102.92. The May's up 315 here at 108.22. But volatile action across all of these markets. The news is pretty wide-ranging, but mostly involving it's kind of turned into a little bit of a trade war type thing with mid-morning. President Biden announced that the U.S. was going to ban Russian oil imports. The market, of course, the crude oil market was higher. It was about currently $4 higher. At one point, it was nearly $10 higher. And so that's kind of rattled through the markets. And then toward the end of the day, Russia's retaliation to the measure, which we'll talk about in just a minute.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
So after the U.S. banned the Russian exports, the Russians announced that they would be banning all raw material exports. And I'm not specifically sure what all that includes, but apparently wheat is involved in that. So what was down at one point this morning, the wheat market was down $1.30, and we have the new expanded limits. And May, Chicago in July were down $1.30. May, Kansas City. In July, Kansas City were down $1.30, but immediately when that news broke, the market started trading and actually turned higher on the day before selling back off to close lower. But a lot of volatility. I don't recall a time we've ever seen quite that much volatility in the wheat. But it looks like the July Kansas City is going to settle 55 and a half lower at 11.78 and a quarter. The July Chicago down 57 and a quarter, 11.95. The July soybeans up 21 and three quarters. The beans were higher all day long. They closed at 16.55 and three quarters. And then the corn was five higher in March, two higher in May. July was down about a penny. So all over the place, led by wheat market in this Ukraine-Russia conflict. And all this news going back and forth as each country positions itself to try to defend itself, I guess, at this point.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.